Father, we thank you today and bless your name. We know you are a God who blesses every time, everywhere, an impartial God. Everyone today receiving miracles of mercy in their lives in Jesus' name. The reality of your blessing, the reality of your salvation, the reality of your healing and deliverance upon every life tonight, over here at the Alpha location. Everywhere we pray, you pour down your blessings unlimited in Jesus' name. Amen. Testimonies in every mouth. Amen. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. God bless you. You can sit down today. We're talking on the name of Jesus. There is wonder in that name. There is power in that name. There is dominion in that name. I'm talking to you on notable possibilities in the name of Jesus. Notable. Spectacular, unforgettable, the notable possibilities in the name of Jesus. Look at your Bible, John chapter 14, and I'm reading from verse 12. Verily, verily, certainly, certainly, undoubtedly, surely, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me. Then he says, the works that I do, he shall do also, and greater works, the works and the greater works, the miracles and greater miracles, the anointing and greater anointing, and the possibilities and greater possibilities in every life tonight in Jesus' name. He says, he or she that believes on me, the works that I do, he shall do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. Look at verse 13, and whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, whatsoever you ask for salvation tonight, immediately, instantaneously, salvation will come to you. If you ask for healing today, instantaneously, healing will come to you. Deliverance, dominion, coming to you tonight in Jesus' name. Prosperity, progress, coming upon your life. Success, upliftment, coming to you tonight in Jesus' name. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Look at verse 14. If ye shall ask anything, look at that, anything. What's the burden in your heart? What's the pain you bear? What solution are you looking for? It says, if ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. Verse 15 says, if ye love me, keep my commandments. Again tonight, the notable possibilities in the name of Jesus. We're looking at three perspectives of this. Number one, the mighty, powerful name of Jesus. That name, it's not lost its power. And as you come today looking unto Jesus, believing in his name and asking for everything the name of Jesus has provided on the cross of Calvary, there is might, there is power in that name of Jesus. Number two, it's the mediating, propitiating name of Jesus. There's no other name that can mediate for you. When we talk of mediation, two people are against each other. There is conflict between A and B, and they back each other. But then they want to befriend each other, and everything they try by themselves, it wasn't possible. And then a mediator comes, and he holds the hand of A, and he holds the hand of B, and brings them together. A, the Almighty, the one, the God of heaven. B, the one that is born as a child of a woman, born in sin, raised in sin, living in sin, practicing sin. And then the mediator, his name is Jesus. He holds the hand of the Almighty, and then he holds the hand of the believer, and he brings us together, and he makes propitiation, cleansing, covering for every sin we ever committed. And that name still has the mediating agency. Number two, the mediating, propitiating name of Jesus. Number three is the merciful provision through the name of Jesus. Everything you need, all the solution you need, is provided already mercifully for you, and you receive tonight. I will receive tonight, and the miracle of the Lord will be real in every life in Jesus' name. Look at number one here. Number one, we're looking at the mighty, powerful name of Jesus. Matthew chapter 1, verse 21. An angel declared this, and declared this for all generations, everyone, everywhere. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. For he, Jehovah that saves, for he, the justifier, for he, the just one, for he, the sinless one, who came to save all sinners, for he shall save his people from their sins. Tonight, that name has the power. And whosoever shall call on his name shall be saved, because it says he, the Christ, he, our Jesus, here, he, our Savior and Redeemer, he shall save his people from their sins. Why does he have to do that? Why can't you save yourself? Sin is bondage. Sin is bondage. The sinner is in bondage. The hands are tied, bondage. The feet are tied, bondage. The voice is held up by another power, a greater power than himself, bondage. The sinner is tied by the cord, by the rope, by the chain of his sin. And because of that bondage that he cannot deliver himself from, he needs a savior. He needs a yoke breaker. He needs the one that will set him free from the prison of sin, the pollution of sin, the power of sin, the punishment of sin. And so we need a savior. And when we could not save ourselves, he came, and he came to bring salvation for us. For he, our Christ, our savior, for he, our mediator, the mighty, powerful one, he shall save his people from their sins. Congratulations tonight. Salvation is coming to you. Because He's so mighty that everything that binds you, all the sinful habits that bind you, that you couldn't escape by yourself, Christ has come, and Christ will save you. Where are you? Praise the Lord. Salvation has come today. Look at Acts chapter 4. And I'm reading there from verse 10. Be it known unto you all. You need to know this. Everybody ought to know this. The old, the young, the old, you're very near. You are nearer the grave than the young people normally. The old, the elderly one, you are nearer eternity than us. And you need to know something before you go on the other side. Because if you go, if you cross over to the other side without salvation, it's finished for you forever. And so you need to know this, young people. You need to know this. If you go through life and you don't know this, you'll be a captive of the god of this world. And he will kind of sift every good thing out of your life until you finish in regret, in sorrow, and you spend eternity with him on the other side. Everybody ought to know. The church goer ought to know this. The religious man ought to know this. And the devotee, the woman, we ought to know this. There's no other way. There's no other path. There's no other power. And there is no other rescuer except the Savior. It says, be it known unto you all and to all the people of the nation that by the name, look at that, by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom ye crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him does this man stand here before you whole. You stand whole tonight. Everything that have been taken away from your life that makes you powerless, impotent, the Lord will supply. Look at verse 11. Verse 11, this is the stone which was set at naught of you builders. There are people who are trying to build their lives. They set Christ, the Savior, aside. And they are trying to build their life. How can you do that? He is the foundation, and you don't have foundation for the building. There are people that are trying to, they are trying to build a kind of ministry. And they want to do this and do that. And they say, the sky is the limit. But they set aside the stone, the Savior, the very foundation of success in any area of life. There are people that are trying to build a nation and they set aside the stone. You cannot build anything substantial, anything successful, anything significant without this stone, Christ. It says, this is the stone which was set at naught of you builders, which is become the head of the corner. And as you make him the head of your life will be built up. Your family will be built up. And everything you touch will be built up in Jesus' name. Verse 12, it says, neither is there salvation in any other, neither is there redemption in any other, neither is there perfect health, not my word, perfect health here on earth, neither is there perfect health in any other, neither Is there forgiveness and freedom in any other? Neither is there liberation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. If salvation is your desire, and it ought to be. If salvation is your burden, and it ought to be. If salvation is the possession you want, and it ought to be. There is no other name given among men whereby we must be saved. It tells us in Philippians chapter 2, reading there from verse 9, wherefore God also has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. Giving him a name which is above every name. What name do you know? Any name in religion. There's no other name that's above his name. Any name in your celebrations, in your worship, any name that you think this will help, any name anywhere, in any nation, in any generation, in any century, any name by a group of people, it says, wherefore God has also highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. In verse 10, it says that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, of things in heaven, look at that, of things in earth, see that, and things under the earth. And then in verse 11, it says that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. And today, as you confess Jesus your Savior, your Redeemer, you confess Jesus your Healer, your Deliverer, tonight blessings of heaven will flow into your life. Amen. Number one, the mighty powerful name of Jesus. Number two, the mediating propitiating name of Jesus. He is our mediator. He is the one, our intercessor. He's the one pleading for us now. No other personality in heaven can plead for you. No other personality on earth can plead for you. You understand? There is a conflict between the wife and the husband. And the husband said, I will never have that woman in this house. We will never live together. He says, on my dead body. And he swears, if I ever yield to, he calls it temptation, to the temptation of having this woman back, then he puts a curse on himself. Now, nobody wants to look into that. Nobody feels that they can do anything except a mediator. A mediator respected by this man, husband. A mediator that cannot say no. That the man cannot say no to that mediator. And then he walks in and he says, I want to talk to you about something very important. And what I'm saying, mark this. If you don't do this, you will regret for life. It's all ears. And he said, I came as mediator to reconcile you with your wife. The man looked up, he looked down. He said, you are a man I cannot say no to on any issue in life. I had said, no way for this woman to come back to my heart, to come back to my home. But because you, the undeniable mediator, because you say this, I accept. And there's reconciliation. God in heaven says the sinner will not live in his heavenly home. No, not for anything. You can bring all the money you have, God will not change his mind. You can bring all the people you have, nobody can change his mind. The sinner and the holy God, they're separated forever. No angel. You might know the names of angels. You fast and fast and fast, and then you get the name of the angels in the Bible. Angel Michael, Angel Gabriel, Angel whatever. No angel can make intercession for you on this matter. But only one personality. His name, tell me his name. His name is Jesus, and the Father in heaven can never say no to Jesus, the mediator. And he comes before the Almighty God. He holds your hand. He said, Father, it's a sin. This man is a sinner. This woman is a sinner. Father, this man, this woman, a criminal. Father, this man, this woman, an injurious fellow. Father, this one, a reprobate, that he loses his senses. But, Father, I want him in heaven, like the thief on the cross. Lord, remember me when you come to your kingdom. And he's the only mediator. Already the man is on the cross, the man is about to die. The only one that can take that thief on the cross and take him to heaven, no other one, is Jesus Christ, because he is mediator. And then as he gets to heaven, the Father said, who is that following you? Who is that after your death on the cross to be the first one that will be here by my throne at home? Oh, he said, is the one I promised that today you'll be with me in paradise. I died for him. I shed my blood for him. I mediate for him. And the Father cannot say, a man, a criminal, an evil person, a terrible sinner, the mediator, I said, I have brought him to heaven, and in heaven he will stay. He brings you to heaven, in heaven you will stay. Because of the mediator. For look at this in 1 Timothy chapter 2 verse 3. It says, for this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior. And then in verse 4, it says, who will have all men to be saved? Who will have all men to be saved? He counts you in. If you count yourself out, that's your luck. He counts you in, and he wants to bring you in. Who will have all men to be saved? Great men, he wants them saved. Little men, he wants them saved. Impoverished men, he wants them saved. Important men, he wants them saved. Male, he wants him saved. Female, he wants us saved. Everyone who will have all men to be saved. You will be saved. He will forgive your sin. He will change your life, because he has mediated for you. Everyone online, everyone on the television, on the radio. He wants all men saved. And salvation comes to you tonight in Jesus' name. And to come unto the knowledge of the truth. And to come unto the knowledge of the truth. Look at verse 5. In verse 5, for there is one God and one mediator. One mediator. You don't have two mediators in this case. You don't have national, different nations mediators in this case. Somebody here in our country who is a mediator, another one in Southern African country who is a mediator, another one in West African country who is a mediator. No. Only one for the whole earth, and his name is Jesus, and one mediator between God and men, that man Christ Jesus. Look at verse 6. In verse 6, who gave himself a ransom for all. A ransom, a savior, a redeemer, the propitiation for everyone's sin, to be testified in due time. And in due time, you are going to have testimony. Yeah. I have a testimony that Jesus is my savior. I have a testimony that Jesus took all my sins away. The same testimony you will have in Jesus' name. Look at 1 John chapter 2. 1 John chapter 2, reading from verse 1. It says, my little children, now don't allow this to, you know, confuse you. My little children, you know, some people think being born again is for boys and girls, for SU, Scripture Union. They say, you know, I'm 40, I'm 50, you know, I am the chief and the leader and the ruler of many people, my little children. That's what I was saying, that this salvation, this redemption belongs to the young, little children. Let me explain to you. The writer that the Holy Ghost used to write 1 John, his name is John. At this time that he wrote, he was about 95, 96 years of age. And so when he looks at, you know, people in their 40s, in their 50s, because of his old age, he said, my little children, and everyone here, as John looks at you compared with himself, he says, my little children, there's another side to this. Is God the Ancient of Days that sent John and put this word in his mouth? And God the Almighty, the Ancient of Days, used his pen to write to you. And when the Ancient of Days looks at you, what can he call you? Ancient of Days from all eternity, ageless and deathless. He can only talk to you as my little children. And so here is writing to you, these things write I unto you, that you sin not. And if any man sin, you see, he's talking to little children, and he says, any man, however old you are, however exalted you are, if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father. His name again, Jesus Christ the righteous. Anywhere you turn, to the right, you meet him, Jesus Christ. You turn to the left, Jesus Christ. Anywhere you find yourself, Jesus Christ. You're looking for salvation, turn here, Jesus Christ. You're looking for healing, you turn here, Jesus Christ. You're looking for deliverance from the power of darkness, you turn here, Jesus Christ. And anywhere you are here tonight, Jesus Christ will touch you there. It says Jesus Christ the righteous. Look at verse 2. In verse 2, he is the propitiation for our sins. What does that mean? You know, we try to cover our sin, and we dress nice, we look nice, we stand nice, we're hiding something. And then somebody will say, are you not Mr. So-and-so? Yes, I am. I heard a lot of bad things about you. What you are trying to cover, you cannot cover. Your clothes cannot cover. Your smile cannot cover. Your pretense cannot cover. Your devotion in any religion cannot cover. Your activities in the church cannot cover. There is only one person with what he has done that can cover all your sins from the sight of the Lord. That's the propitiation is talking about. He is the covering. He is the cleansing. He is the renewal. He is the only one that can effectively cover all the sins we have committed. And the Father will not see those sins anymore. Can you think about that? That he drops all your sins in the depths of the sea, that nobody, not an angel, not a man, on the day of judgment, as you come, every bad thing you ever did in your life, everything is totally covered because of Jesus. Amen. And tonight, as you offer yourself and surrender yourself to the Lord Jesus Christ, he is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. Everyone can come, everyone in the whole world. He is the mediating, propitiating power and covering, and he does that now by his name. And as you call on the name of Jesus, he will forgive you tonight. He will take all your sins away, all the remembrance of your sin, he will take away in Jesus' name. Look at verse 12. In verse 12, I write unto you, little children, because your sins are forgiven for his name's sake. Not for the money, not for the contribution, not for the good works, not for being born as a Christian. Nobody is ever born as a Christian. Have you heard somebody born an engineer? Somebody born a doctor? No. Somebody born a pilot? No. We become that after birth. And when you come, you are not born a Christian, but it is Christ, the propitiation of Christ, the mercy of Christ, that will grant you that salvation tonight. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. I said, praise the Lord. Amen. If I could come to you there, I will shake your hand and say, praise the Lord, the gift of salvation has now come into your life. Number three is the merciful provisions through the name of Jesus. The merciful provisions through the name of Jesus. Think about that. Provision of salvation, the provision of healing, the provision of deliverance. Anyone can now come. You are blind, you can come. It will open your blind eyes. You are lame, you can come. You say, but I cannot walk. You don't come to Christ physically by walking. You come to Christ where you are. even though you could not walk now, you cannot walk now, you look unto him and you say, I believe he is my healer, and the healing provision will come to you tonight. Any sickness, any infirmity, he has made provision that he will heal you, and the healing here is tonight waiting for you. He will save, he will heal, he will deliver. Whatever power, whatever chain binds you, he will deliver you tonight in Jesus' name. How? By his name. His name saves. His name delivers. His name heals. His name sets your brain aright. The brain that is gone here, there, and you cannot control what you think, what you do. You remove your clothes in the open. I didn't know that was wrong. You will come and set your brain aright. Poverty, he will come and take poverty away. All the suffering, he will come, because he has provision, and the provision is on the basis of mercy. On the basis of mercy. No merit. You can't come and say, Christ, if you don't save anybody, you have to save me. And he says, why? Look at my marriage. Marriage doesn't come in here. Money doesn't come in here. Only the mercy of God and the provision of mercy will come to you tonight in Jesus' name. Healing, it will heal you. Deliverance, he will deliver you. Look at this in 1 Peter chapter 2. And I'm reading from verse 1. It says, wherefore, laying aside all malice. Why do we have to lay that aside? You want to get up and go somewhere, and there are chains that hold you back. There are thoughts that hinder you. There is guilt that hinders you. And so you say, nothing today will hinder me. I must get to Christ, my Savior. You will get to Christ, the Savior. And the things that will hinder you, hold you down, tie your legs, that's what he says, lay them aside. Wherefore, laying aside all malice, and all guile, hypocrisies and envies and all evil speakings. You lay them aside, and then you come to Christ. In verse 2, it says, as newborn babes. That's what you are tonight. You are born into the kingdom, and you are born to come into the family of the Heavenly Father. As newborn babes, you now desire the sincere milk of the word, that she may grow thereby. You will grow. I will grow. Look at verse 10. In verse 10, it says, which in the time past were not a people. The Lord did not reckon with you in the past, when you were in the dark, when you were with Satan, when you were worshiping idols, and when you were in that corner that you didn't have the connection and the link and the conversion in the Lord, by the Lord, you were not a person to be reckoned with in heaven. Whatever you are, however you brag, this is who I am. It says, which in time past were not a people, but now are the people of God. It will happen tonight. He said, which had not obtained mercy in the past. Because you are not looking for mercy. You are going about and you are thinking of your marriage because of your religion, you are thinking of your marriage because of what you have got, the little sand, the little cement you add in the world, you are thinking of marriage, and so you had no mercy. But now he says, who had not received, obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. The Lord will grant you the mercy tonight in Jesus' name. Look at Hebrews chapter 7, verse 25. Hebrews chapter 7, verse 25. Wherefore, he is able to save. He is able. Able to heal, he is able. Able to deliver, he is able. Able to supply all our need, he is able. Able to bring you out of scarcity and bring you to abundance, wherefore he is able. Able to take you from earth and you get to heaven, he is able. Wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. Today is able to save you. No matter how deep you have gone, how far you have gone, how high you have gone in evil, in sin, in darkness, he is able to save. He will save you tonight. And he's able to heal. He will heal you tonight. Able to deliver, and he will deliver you tonight as you call on the name of Jesus. Because whosoever shall call on the name of Jesus, whosoever, right hand side there, at the center there, over there, the left hand corner, whosoever, over there at the far back, over there on the radio, over there on television, over there in any nation where you are, he is able. He will save you. Amen. It's about and eyes closed. Heads bowed and eyes closed. Salvation has been provided by the mercy of God, by the mediation of Christ. Salvation is now here. Forgiveness is now available. Freedom is now available. Eternal life is now available. Heads bowed and eyes closed. You want this forgiveness. You want this salvation. And you want your name to be written in the book of life in heaven. Wherever you are, raise up that hand. Amen. God bless you there. Raise up that hand to the right, to the left, at the center, at the back, anywhere you are. You are high or you are low. You're a man, you're a woman, you're a boy, you're a girl. You want this eternal life and this salvation, which Jesus and only Jesus can give to you. Raise up that hand online, over the radio, on the television. You want the forgiveness of the Lord and you want reconciliation with God, so that on a final day he will take you to heaven. The Lord is waiting to see you, to see that hand, that you want that salvation, forgiveness and freedom, redemption right now. As you are raising up your hand, please stand up. Amen. Amen. Over there, everywhere, just stand up. I want this reconciliation. I want this forgiveness. I want this freedom. Just stand up. The name of Jesus is still as fresh as it had ever been. And whosoever will call on the name of Jesus, will be saved, will be forgiven, will be redeemed. Keep standing up. As you're standing up, tell the Lord with your own mouth and say, Lord, you see me even though I cannot see you. You are with me here even though I don't feel it, but I know that you are everywhere. I am a sinner. I don't want to continue in my sin, and there's no power on earth that can save me except Jesus Christ by his mercy. Tell him, except Jesus Christ by his mediation, except Jesus Christ by his mighty power. Therefore, Lord, I come to you and I plead in the name of Jesus, forgive me. Tell him, set me free. Tell him, save my soul. Tell him, change my life. Tell him, and what you ask, he will give unto you. And tell him, by your grace, by your mercy, in your salvation, I will not go back. By your help, by your strength, by your grace, I will not go back to my vomit anymore. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Keep that hand up anywhere you are, here or there, anywhere. Father, in Jesus' name, Amen. You have promised that whosoever will call on this name of Jesus our Savior, that you will save, you will forgive, you will set free. Lord, by your mercy, save them now in Jesus' name. Write their names in the book of life in heaven. And Lord, let your grace come into them and transform them, that the bad things of the past, they be totally forsaken. A new life will come into them even from tonight in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, because we know it is done. They are saved. They are changed. And their names now are in the book of life in heaven. Thank you for what you have done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. A good amen. Amen. A final amen. Amen. God bless you. Keep on standing, because we need some information so as to help you further. Then I'll come back, and the provision of healing, deliverance, miracle is coming your way today.
For accepting the Lord Jesus tonight, this evening, is a privilege and is in a rare occasion. But the Lord has come across your way. And if he has come across your way, you have given your life to the Lord. We appreciate the Lord on your behalf. All our locations, all our churches, we need to attend to our brethren that have given their lives to the Lord. They should write legibly their phone numbers and then their addresses, male, female, children. Let's ensure we have all their names, and I can tell you the GS is coming back for the prayer, so that whatever you need, you'll be able to receive. It didn't tell you. If you are watching online and you gave your life to Jesus today, this evening, this is a link that you are going to get across to. Sign your name, write your name, put the phone number wherever you are, across the globe, across the continent, anywhere. It is gckhq.org/connect. I take it again, gckhq.org/connect. Below your player, please visit it and fill out the form so that we can assist you further in your new walk with Christ. And if you are listening via the radio or television, and you just gave your life to the Lord this day, please send your name, your phone number, and your location address via SMS or WhatsApp to +234 915 444 9263. I take it again, +234 915 444 9263. I want to appreciate you doing that. Let our brethren hurry up. There is the announcement for Convert Rally. There will be a special believers banquet. All those who gave their life to Christ during this crusade on Sunday, 3rd August, 2025. In all our churches globally, more details about this will be sent to you. Our pastor will be delighted to have you join this special banquet. We want to appreciate you. All our brethren, hurry up, because the GS is coming back. The convener is coming back. You must not live here without a miracle. And if you have received a miracle, you need to pass that across to the media. We'll give you all the details about that. We're waiting for you. Let's do our best to get all the names. We shouldn't leave anyone out. The children, the teenagers, the youth, the adult men and women. Remember, I've told you, if you are listening via the radio or television and you just gave your life to Christ, please send your name, phone number, and your location address via SMS or WhatsApp to +234 915 444 9263. And if you are watching online and you have given your life to Christ after the pastor's message this night, there is a link, gckhq.org/connect. Below your player, please visit it and fill out the form so we can assist you further in your walk with Christ. We're waiting. Don't go away. The pastor is waiting. He's coming back to pray the miracle prayer, the supernatural prayer, the prayer that will turn your life around, that will turn things around in your life. Whatever you brought, or wherever you are now, in the hospital, in the school, in the place of work, in the herbalist place, wherever, the Lord will meet you there. You are getting out tonight. You are moving out tonight. The affliction is going away. You cannot carry your problem back home. No, you cannot do it. Because God has intervened in your challenge. All our brethren that are taking the names, let's please do that quickly. Let's hurry up. We are still waiting. Hurry up. Like I said, there will be a special believers' banquet. All those who gave their lives to Christ during this crusade on Sunday, 3rd August 2025. In all our churches globally, more details about this will be sent to you. Our pastor will be delighted to have you back. You are seeing it on the screen. Believers Banquet, Sunday, 3 p.m. in all our churches and locations. We are waiting. We are expecting. Remember, tomorrow we have impact for the young adults and the youths. Don't miss it. The time is 8 a.m. 8 a.m. And it's going to be instructive.
Amen. Heaven has said amen to your miracle. You lay your hand where you have the challenge. You raise up the other hand. And at the final amen, the amen here and the amen coming from heaven will bring an explosion of miracle in your life. Lift up that hand and lay the other hand where you have the sickness, the disease, the infirmity, the impotence, whatever. Father, in Jesus' name, that name will never fail. Mighty, powerful, healing, delivering, Lord, do it for everyone in Jesus' name. Any insanity in the brain, take it away in Jesus' name. Any swelling in the body, any part of the body, touch them now. Swelling, come out in Jesus' name. Your kidney, your lungs, your throat, internal problem, Lord, I pray, reach out to them right there now. Heal them in Jesus' name. Long-standing problem, cancer at any stage, ulcer at any level, whatever, touch them right now.
Yes.
Heal them right now.
Yes.
This miracle of mercy to everyone in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Blind eyes, the Lord is opening your eyes right now.
Yes.
And I pray at the mention of the name of Jesus, those blind eyes, those dim eyesight, I pray, be healed in Jesus' name. The deaf and the dumb, Lord, I pray, touch their ears, touch their tongues, and as they open their mouth, they'll speak out well, and they will hear sound properly in Jesus' name. Arthritis, lameness, paralysis, I pray you touch them now. You heal them and now. Bring strength to their joints, and strength to their ankle bones, and strength to all those bones in Jesus' name. Broken bones, be mended, be joined together, be healed in Jesus' name. Short hand, withered hand, grow out. Be healed in Jesus' name. Polio, short leg, grow out right now. Be healed in Jesus' name. To the right, to the left, to the center, to the back, online, radio, television viewers, everyone now, receive your miracle. Receive your healing. Receive your deliverance. Lord, let there be a confirmation from heaven for everyone. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. It is done. In Jesus' name I pray.